good news. It's Champagne Thursday.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, it's your favorite boss babes, Leanna from Dollhouse Express.
And Sylvia from Like Home Pet Care.
We are here to empower our fellow entrepreneurs, spill the truth about running your own business, life hacks, girl talk.
But first,
throw in some bubbly and who knows what may be revealed.
Unless the bochinch is really good, then we might leave it in.
Coming to you from the unclaimed child of New York City, the sixth borough, Jersey City.
On this week's episode...
love yourself, you have to respect yourself, you have to know that you bring value. Obviously you have to bring value. Yeah. Like don't just, you know,
be don't just say I'm gonna charge this shitload of money and then your work is like eh.
Yeah, you know? Like but if you know you're bringing the goods,
yeah,
like trust yourself.
For sure. I think it also has to do with, you know, coming from poverty and stuff like that. Hey guys, it's your favorite boss babes.
Tus jefas that are your favorites.
Sylvia from The Grooming Spa and Like Home Pet Care.
And Leanna from Dollhouse Express. I forget you have two now.
We're a little rusty because we, you know, this chick decided to leave me and go get some sun. He's fucking glowing right now.
I had to take a little trip to Puerto Rico and I feel like half of my brain is still there. But yeah. I'm going to try and get it together.
How was your trip?
It was amazing. I think the last time I went was like a year and a half ago. So it was much needed. I needed the sun. I forget, like, I get like seasonal depression.
Yeah.
I definitely get that. Like, yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I need the sun in my life. I feel so much better. I'm like recharged.
Definitely. So, you know, like those days when it's like nothing but like rain and it's so gloomy. I'm like, yo, I'm so depressed right now. Yeah. Like I need some fucking sun in my life.
Yeah, it definitely starts to affect you. And like, especially like you said, if it's like consistent, it's like, oh my God, like how do I get out of this?
Yeah. So, the weather's been nicer though lately. So that helps. And it kind of gives you more energy. It's all about like vibes and, you know, vibration and shit. So even like the weather affects.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get one of those box lights. That's literally made for that. I saw it in a show.
What
it was like
that?
A comedy show. But it's literally will give you like the UV rays. So if you go through seasonal depression, you can use that light to kind of, like your plant, to bring you back to life.
Does that give you vitamin D too?
I don't know. I'm going to have to do some research on it and get back to you.
Because, you know, vitamin D is like, so the doctors, you know, whenever they say it's common, in the winter time for people to be a little bit like their vitamin D levels to be lower because they're not getting as much sun.
Yeah.
And the best way to get vitamin D is through the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
We need all kinds of vitamin D, if you know what I'm saying. The depression starts to kick in, okay? But it was much needed. I'm happy to be back and I'm happy that the weather is finally going back because I do feel like we do so much more.
Yeah, when it's nicer out, right? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you just get more energy. You want to do stuff. You want to be out. When it's cold, you don't want to leave your house.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, no, I'm good.
No, we're like, no.
Come up with excuses and stuff. But we didn't come up with excuse this week. That's why we've been gone, but we're back.
We're back and better every time, you know. I feel like sometimes you just have to listen to what your body needs.
Mm-hmm.
And like we say, pivot.
Yeah.
So we've been trying to do like the Instagram lives, do our interviews through Zoom. Like there's just different things that we've come.
For sure. One thing that always stands out is what Hoda said in one of our episodes, which is like we're women, so we like go on a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt like we both kind of like reached our same cycle. Obviously, you know, we're in sync.
We definitely are.
So it's just like around the same time, you need that like little break to recharge. Because
if
you don't have nothing in your cup, we say this all the time, if you have nothing in your cup, then how are you going to fill someone else's cup up?
Yeah.
And I think you need to listen to your body, both your mind and your physical body, as to when you need to like just take a break, step back, so that you can come back with quality.
Exactly. Like you have to learn to, like you said, take a break, not quit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, doesn't mean you're overwhelmed, I can't do this. No, just take a little break.
Yeah,
Come back better.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. Don't quit.
Don't quit.
Because it's so easy to sit here and be like, I'm going to take a break. And then you like get in that slump and that low vibration, that low vibrational energy to sit here and, you know, give yourself that break, but stay in that break. And just be like, I just don't want to do it no more.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
Somebody was on Instagram talking about dieting and having a cheat meal, and you know, even calling it a cheat meal is already like naming it something bad. Mm-hmm. When instead you can just listen to your body and to what it needs, and listen, maybe one day you fell off, but as long as the next day you get back on your routine, mm-hmm. it's not going to really affect you in a negative way.
Yeah.
Now, if you continue to stay and you're like, oh, you beat yourself up, you have all this guilt of what you mm-hmm. did that day, and you're like, well, screw it, I already fucked up yesterday, let me just fuck up again, and then you go on that bad cycle. That's the difference. So that's why we say take a break, listen to your body, but go back into your routine. Into
or even thinking that a specific day of the week needs to be the start of something. Oh my God, you can start whenever. Like, you don't have to stay here and wait till Monday.
Excuses.
You don't have to stay here. Yeah, it's just, it definitely is just excuses. And excuses get you nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But this week we have a very special topic, which is about claiming your worth and naming your price. How do you come up with your price for your business, whether it be your products, your services, and how do you, you know, come up with that number?
For sure. And I think that's something in the beginning that you may struggle with for a few different reasons why we're going to come across. Mm-hmm. But I think one of them is just, you know, thinking that you're new at this and I have to start at the bottom, and sometimes we undervalue what we're bringing to the table. So we really want to dig into how to set the tone for your pricing and your business.
Mm-hmm. And knowing your worth, even like throughout your business career, because there are going to be times where you have to bring up the price. There's going to be times where you're going to have to like make some changes. And not being afraid to do that, because a lot of times it could be a little bit like anxiety to have to inform your clients like, hey, my price is no longer going to be this, it's going to be that. So how do you deal with that?
Yes.
You know, how do you maneuver that? And it's just part of the work. So.
Yes, it can be tricky. So let's get to basics. We always like to, you know, just start from level one, right? So checking your competitors' pricing, right? And the market value. So whether it's a service or something that you're selling, most likely there's something like it out there that you can compare yourself, especially in service, I would say in your area, because that's going to really depend on what other people are charging already.
For sure, because, you know, the services, if it's something, like you said, in your area, one state could be charging differently because, again, if you're talking about market value, you're talking about, like, the overall area. If like prices are high on rent and stuff, then a service is going to cost a lot more in that area versus a rural area that it doesn't cost as much. Or something might cost more in a rural area because it's not so readily available, so it has to be charged more because, you know, supply and demand. So a great way to find out what your competitors are charging is go on their website, go look at it. And if they don't have it, because some people don't post up their price, I have called in and inquired about it, like as if I were to be a client. And it's not to say you're going to steal their prices or anything, but you have to have an idea of what you're getting into, what market you're getting into, what your competitors are charging. Because if you're going to be charging something, you know, way less than what they're charging, yes, you might get all these, you know, clients, but one, you're going to lose the quality of your clients. Two, you're going to be losing on a whole bunch of profit that you could be making.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's also going to let you see, it's kind of like, I want to say experiment, but that's not the word that I'm looking for. But basically, you want to see
the trial.
Yeah, like how are they giving their service? Like, what are they doing? Because, not because, like you said, you don't want to copy, but you do want to do something different.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how other people are doing things, how are you going to set yourself apart from them?
How are you going to have a point of view? How are you going to have a point of reference, you know, to compare it to even know where you're going or where you're starting?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that will lead us into another one, which I'm going to kind of skip through here. But I think it goes very well with knowing what your client needs.
Yes.
Knowing what kind of problem you can solve for them. Like what is it that they're looking for? And that's going to help you make the difference between your business and somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have that uniqueness, once you have that, I guess that solution that you're providing to them, then it's like, okay, well, how much is the client willing to pay for that? Now you're kind of getting in the field of, I can set my price because I know nobody else is doing this.
Yeah, or no one else is doing it like I'm doing it. No one else is doing it with A, B, and C. You know, they might be doing it this way, but you're doing it this way, you know? And, you know, social media has a big part into it, and just, you know, giving people that overall experience, because people experience FOMO. So they, you know, they have that fear of missing out, and if they see that something is, like, unique and different, that makes your value higher.
Absolutely.
Because it makes, you know, no one else is doing it that
way. Yeah, and not just thinking of it of like what you want to offer, but what the client really needs.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, when you need something, you're kind of willing to pay anything to get it.
Yeah, especially if no one else is offering
exactly. it. Exactly. So really like ask those questions, and sometimes you may even spark something in the client that they didn't even know was a necessity for them.
Or that they wanted, that they needed in their life and stuff. So
yeah, and now you can cover that. So I think that's a really good one.
Another one is, excuse me, how to come up with your prices. You know, what does it cost you to make something? Let's say if you're selling a product. What does it cost you to make it? What does it cost you to ship it? What does it cost, you know, of your time? Versus how much you're going to sell it. And that's your profit. That's how you come up with your price. You got to, like, you know, add up those numbers and see how much more you're going to charge so that you can make a profit off of it.
Yeah, and I think that's also going to lead, like when we said earlier, that your prices may change. Maybe when you start this business, you're being a little bit more, you know, economical about your finances, and you get something that's good, but it's not the best because mm-hmm. you're in trial and error. And 6 months down the line, a year down the line, you get all these, you know, fancy things that are just better for your client. You're mm-hmm. making a bigger investment because, you know, well, now your prices have to change.
Yeah.
Because your materials have changed. Your tools have changed. You also have to think of your overhead. You have to pay yourself for your time.
Yeah. And this goes for services, too, because maybe when you start, you have some kind of experience. You have some kind of knowledge. But 9 years down the line, 9 years down the line, your experience and your knowledge is worth so much more than what it was 9 years before or when you first started charging.
Absolutely.
So, well, you shouldn't be waiting 9 years to change your price. Mm-hmm. But as an example, you should not be scared to change your price. As your skills go up and as, because even as a service-based, you know, you might be using different products. You might be using better things. Your knowledge has gotten better. You might have taken courses and certain certifications that other people don't have. So you have value, and you should honor your value and what you have to bring to the table, and your price should reflect that.
Yeah, for sure. And I think where it gets tricky that I personally found, right, because in the beginning I'm like, oh my God, I like everyone I know gets a discount, and it's your first time booking, you get a discount. It's like Oprah, like you get a discount, everyone gets a discount, right? And you start looking at your numbers and you're like, okay, hold on, you have to reevaluate what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think it's two things, right? It's the relationship that we have with money.
Yeah.
That originates from when you were a child, with whatever experiences you've gone through in life. Can be of having an abundance of money. It can be of living in poverty. All of that starts to affect the way we deal with mm-hmm. money. So I think that can also affect you in your business, because maybe you undervalue your product. You undervalue your service. You want to make sure everyone can afford it. And these are all things that take play into it. So I think fixing that relationship that you have with money from the beginning should be mm-hmm. one of the first things that you're doing.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I'm probably always going to be talking about self-development ever since I started, like, really doing it. But these are all the things that you really don't think about.
Well, self-development never really stops.
Never.
You're always going to be self-developing. Mm-hmm. Like, we're at a different point in our careers, both with Boss Babes and individually, than we were when we started. So, you know, we're always growing. We always have something to offer. There's always going to be someone, you know, who knows more than we do that we can learn from. And there's always going to be people that can learn from us that we can give to.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, definitely about the relationship with money has something to play with it, because you, especially if you come from poverty or something like that, you just, to you, you're like, okay, well, I would have been willing to pay this much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to charge this much because that, but then now you got to think about your target audience. And then that becomes a guilt thing, because you're like, well, I want people who are like me to be able to afford it. But then at the same time, if you want a certain lifestyle or you want a certain quality of clients or consistency, then you kind of have to charge a little bit more. And then you start to respect and honor why other people's, you know, services or products are a certain price.
Yeah. And trust me, it'll make a huge difference, because if you have a bad relationship with money, you're going to have like a scarcity type of mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of putting out into the universe this rejection of money and just the flow of everything.
Mm-hmm.
As compared to when you have an abundance mindset or an abundant mindset with money, it also kind of changes your attitude, and other people notice that, right? So like, let's say, for example, if you're going to buy anything at the store, I can go into Rite Aid, and there's two different type of products, and one of them is super cheap and the other one's expensive, I'm going to be like, well, what's wrong with this one that's so cheap? Why is it priced so low? So that can kind of affect you in a negative way.
Yeah.
As to where once you start to like know your price and know your value and be confident about it, people are just going to be like, well, I kind of, I just believe her. She just must have something.
Definitely. I mean, even with the grooming, like I started at a certain price because I was just starting off grooming. I'm self-taught groomer. I never went to school for it. So that kind of made me charge less too, because I felt like I wasn't worth charging more. But then I had to sit here and reteach myself, like, no, what you do as far as like your energy with the dogs and how I handle them and then what I offer with my whole, like the whole spa feel, I'm like, I need to charge more.
Yeah.
One, also too, like I want to work less. I'm not going to sit, like if I charge less because I'm trying to like help the whole world, I'm screwing myself over because now I have to work double just to make what I would if I were just to charge a little bit more.
Now you're burnt out and the service is not even going to be the same. So it's like,
Everything is affected.
It's a snowball effect. And it's really just about like knowing your worth. Like you said, because in the beginning it was because you were comparing yourself to what other people have done to start this business. And it kind of fucks with you mentally, because then you start to be like, well, maybe, like you said, like maybe I should charge this. When in reality, you just need to, like, we need to love. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm the self-love shit.
Yeah.
You guys follow me on IG, you already know. But it's you have to love yourself. You have to respect yourself. You have to know that you bring value. Obviously, you have to bring value.
Yeah.
Like, don't just, you know,
be gassed. Don't just say, I'm gonna charge this shitload of money, and then your work is like, eh.
Yeah. You know? Like, but if you know you're bringing the goods,
yeah,
like trust yourself
for sure. I think it also has to do with, you know, coming from poverty and stuff like that. Our families always make a big deal about going to school, right, and having a degree and shit like that. So we think that we need to have certain degrees, certain certifications, certain qualifications to be worth a certain amount of money. But you don't, because your knowledge, your passion, your skills is what determines how much you're worth. And I think we need to let that go, that we don't need certifications or certain qualifications. If our work speaks for itself, then you don't need any of that stuff to say that you're worth, you know, six figures or whatever. You don't need to have a doctorate or certain kinds of degrees to be worth a certain amount of money. If you have the skill, you have the passion, you can back it up, you are worth every single penny.
Yes, I completely agree. I just, you know, keep doing the work and keep bringing the best of you and using the best of everything, because to, you know, to talk the shit and back it up, like you really have to like
be doing, and you're always got to keep teaching yourself too.
Of course.
Like you should always be learning, you should always be reading up on like in your field how you can be better, how you could do something different. Always be like self-improving yourself.
I mean, I would say like one thing that I've heard about, you know, billionaires and millionaires is that they are always learning and growing, and that just doesn't stop, and that's how you stay successful.
Yeah.
Because when you don't, then that's when things are gonna plateau and things are gonna change, and the world keeps evolving around you, and you're stuck on what you learned in 1995.
Yeah, but that goes back to like the whole school thing where you think, okay, I need to do A, B, and C and get this doctorate and that, and then I'm done. I don't have to do nothing again, and I'm making all the money that I need in the world. No, you have to let that go. Your self-development's for the rest of your life, and if you're doing, you have a business that you're passionate about, that is your self-development also for the rest of life. You should always be perfecting it and learning about it, and your price should reflect that also.
Learning and growing always. And I think another thing that I don't know if we mentioned before, but it's make sure you're paying yourself.
Yeah.
Like, include your time and your effort into that expense that you have.
I think it goes back to when you were saying about these discounts and stuff like that and friends, and you know, you give away so much because you're like, okay, well, you know, it's my friend, I don't want to charge them that much, or you know, it's a promo, it's a new client. You do so much of that, then you're not paying yourself. Everything just becomes a promo. And yes, that's fine at the beginning, but at a certain point, you need to stop it.
Yeah.
You need to be like, no, you have to pay
for
my time.
I would even be careful with it in the beginning. I would be very, very careful with that. I mean, there are your things that you're going to do for promotion, but listen.
Well, then if you're going to, like, here's one thing I was just thinking. If you're going to do it for promotion, let it be worth your while. So make them work for it a little bit.
Yeah.
As far as like, you know, these scavenger hunts on Instagram, like tag me and three people and this, that, and the third, and then you get this.
Yeah.
Or do this, that, and the third, and then you get
or
that.
Or do it for the right people that have some type of a platform or influence that are really, you know what I mean? Like everything should be business minded, and it kind of feels like selfish, but trust me, it's not. This is your business, yeah. And you have to treat it like a business. Your friends and family have to understand that this is how you make your bread and butter.
Your friends and family, if they want to really support you, they shouldn't be asking for discounts. And I seen that a long, long time ago on like a meme or something. And so now whenever any of my friends have, I'm not even sitting here like, hey, I want to buy your thing, but how much can you give it to me for? I'm just like, hey, like I just go on your site and I'm going to purchase it like I'm a regular customer because I want to pay full price for you because yeah. I want to support your business. Exactly. I pay full price for some other fucking company. I'm going to pay full price for you.
Yeah, 100%. I think sometimes, unfortunately, it's like you have to be in the business or kind of be in the situation to understand.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't. They're just like, oh, but how much, like
isn't this what we're friends for? Like, no,
bitch. We'll be friends for you to play full price and support.
For real, where's the support? Like, so I think definitely know your worth and then add tax, add a service fee if mm-hmm. you need to.
For real.
But that's another thing, like processing credit cards, like that's something you need to take mm-hmm. into account. Like if you're paying that
convenience
fee,
like it's convenience
you
fees.
Have to add that into your expense, you know, you have to add that to your pricing.
Yeah, like even if you're not going to specifically tell the client that this is what they're paying for, include it in the price. For instance, like when people do free shipping on an item, it's not really free shipping. They've already calculated the shipping into the price that they gave you. But it looks nicer when you say free shipping.
Absolutely.
But that's how you come up with a price for something, right? You want to offer free shipping for something. Then include the shipping or how much the shipping would cost for you. And then some. Because you want to make a profit from it. So you're not going to sit here and just be selling shit for the hell of it and not make nothing out of it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought that up. Because once you do that from the beginning, that's also going to help to increase your sales when like holidays come up mm-hmm. and you do have to add a little extra promo. You have these things calculated mm-hmm. in there. So you'll be like, okay, it's Christmas time. We're doing free shipping and everything. Like you said, it's already been calculated yeah. into the price, but it's something that you know you can do seasonally mm-hmm. with all the holidays that are coming up instead of being like, okay, I'm going to raise my price and then give a discount. Like, no, like, you know, yeah, keep yeah. it classy.
Exactly. Like, you want to always be able to make a profit. And then, like, for instance, with selling stuff, if you have an inventory, if you mark it up high, then when it does come down to, like, you have all this extra shit that you need to get rid of because it's off, like, off season or whatever, then you get a good discount. You can still make some money off of it. You can still make some of your money back. And it looks good to the client. They think they're getting a great deal. I mean, they still are, but, you know, you're making your money too.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's important when yes. coming up with your price. What else? Supply and demand determines your price too. For instance, like if you're the only person that's offering the service, guess what? You set the tone for anyone else that's coming after you. So what is it that you're willing to charge? Mm-hmm. And then that goes into how much it costs for systems, scheduling systems, shipping, whatever it is that you're in. What does it cost you to run your business on a day-to-day? Then some. And then how much you're gonna want to make. And, you know, make it reasonable too. You don't want to sit here and, you know, jack up the prices like crazy. But if supply and demand supports it, then go for it.
Yeah, you definitely, I mean, you, that's why doing your research with what other companies are doing around you is important, because you don't want to go too low, you don't want to go too high. But like I said, once you can offer something different that other people don't, mm-hmm. then you can raise the price a little bit. You don't want it to be, you know, a crazy difference, because then people are like, well, how much is the difference that you're giving me that's going to make this work?
Yeah, yeah. Or you also don't want to kind of like, I guess, overdo it in a way. For instance, like supply and demand for me, I've been getting booked like crazy. I'm booked out in a month in advance. I could sit here and jack up my prices to a certain extent, but I'm not going to go crazy about it yet, because I still want to be reasonable. But I also did have to bring up my prices, because it's like, well, supply and demand. Like, who's going to be willing to pay my price? Because right now I have no availability until a month out. So whoever's willing to pay that price is going to get the appointment versus exactly. someone who wants to pay cheap. And it's like, I'm sorry, that's not my price. You can go somewhere else that is within yeah. your budget.
Mm-hmm. That's knowing your value.
Yeah.
So hopefully these tips were helpful. I know that in the beginning it can be tricky because you feel guilty and you're questioning and you...
Or you feel like you're inexperienced.
You,
like
yeah, you don't want to just it. Be nice sometimes. Like you're yeah. like, you know, you're, this is not like... Niceness is not going to get you anywhere. Like, be smart about it, of course. Be a kind person. I'm not mm-hmm. saying don't be nice. Don't be a mean girl. But when it comes to your business, like, you sometimes you have to put on your serious face yeah. and, like, really get to business.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, at the end of the
and
day,
and don't
profit.
Budge, because there's always going to be people like, oh, but like we get these calls all the time. Oh, but I only have this much, and I this, that, and the third. It's like, okay, I'm sorry, but
yeah,
like you're not gonna go into Macy's and try to buy a perfume or try to buy something. Be like, well, I only have this much.
Exactly.
And okay, so go to Target. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's not here.
Yeah.
So you
people
just gotta
are always gonna they're gonna test you.
Yeah.
So and that comes back to the other episode that we have about, you know, setting your boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, know your boundaries. Know how to say no. In a professional and kind manner, and listen, if it's not the one for you, like you can go somewhere else and mm-hmm. I will find somebody else. It goes both ways.
And I think at the beginning it's harder to do that because, you know, at the beginning you're like, oh, I'm gonna lose a client.
You wanna take everyone.
They're gonna leave me a bad review. The standard, listen, don't be scared of bad reviews if you did what was right and what you were supposed to. Don't be afraid of it, because if you get that bad review from that whack, like crazy, because there's some wackos out there, you can easily reply with what really happened, and people will see, oh, that's just one of those Karens.
Listen, I've had people like compare my price to a beauty salon, and I'm like, you can go there,
mm-hmm.
but if you want people to come to your home and to carry around all their shit and to come pamper you and you don't have to do anything, you're gonna have to pay a little bit
more.
Yeah,
you gotta pay a little
I have to take into consideration my team's gas, my team's mileage, my team's work, my
their
team's
travel
effort.
Time,
like you know, and it's and people will try and test you, like, girl.
I know. We could go all day with some of these crazy ass phone calls that we get from these people.
Yeah.
I can't. But yes, just, you know, you got to know your boundaries, stick to your word, be kind, and don't be afraid for someone to get mad about it, because that's your price.
Yeah.
You set your price and that's what it is. And unfortunately, if they don't want to pay it, it's too bad on them. They can go somewhere else.
Yeah. They'll be fine and you'll be fine.
So that is our HEFA tip of the week.
That is our HEFA tip. We will be back next week with another episode. And we want to hear from you guys. Like, I want a little more interaction with the Boss Babes.
Yeah, I want to know, what is it you want to know?
Yes. Talk to us. I mean, we love talking to
each
other.
We want questions.
We talk to each other all the time.
Yeah, this is why this is started.
So, yeah, I mean, slide in our DMs, write to us.
We want to hear your stories, too. We would love to share your stories. Even if you want to remain anonymous, you can remain anonymous. But we want to hear your stories because somebody can learn from it. Someone could be going through the same thing. Someone may encounter the same thing. And it's just, you know, that's what this network is for, is to sit here and, you know, show that you're not alone in this.
Yeah, maybe we can help. I mean, maybe we can't. But we'll try.
I think we can.
I do have a bachelor's in psychology. Like, I'm sure I can help a little bit. No sense. But yes, we will be back next week. We love you guys. It feels good to be back.
It does. We were a little rusty. Un poquito.
We got through it.
Muscle memory.
For real.
Cheers. I'll tell you no matter.